But Duncan raises some pretty important issues there about the likelihood of ever being able to find and communicate with life in our galaxy, let alone the universe. Given that the chances are so slim, should we really bother? Would the money, the time and the effort and so on be better directed elsewhere? Well, let's first of all put that question to Eleanor Backus from Cambridge University, who is looking for, as you just heard, planets out there and finding out the composition of their atmosphere. But are there spin-offs of your technology, do you think, Eleanor?
Yeah, so there, well, to be honest, there's an awful lot of funding around for exoplanets at the moment because it's a really, well, it's a really trendy subject in astrophysics. There's a lot of grants for it. And this is pushing our technology because it's such a difficult problem. It's pushing technology to sort of limits that people couldn't really imagine before. And this has sort of spun off into medical uses as well. So sort of some of our telescope technology is actually used in looking at people's eyes. Is one of the uses I came across that I wasn't aware of before, which is pretty astounding.
It's ironic to think of turning the telescope round, isn't it?
Yeah.
And taking something very powerful to look at something very minuscule. I think also someone said to me that if it wasn't for astronomy and astrophysics, we wouldn't have Wi-Fi that we all use on the internet every day. And of course, the SKA, the Square Kilometre Array, world's most powerful telescope they're building, that's going to generate as much data in a day as the whole world generates in a year at the moment. So we've got to marshal big data better. Nick Lane, what do you think about this whole business of looking for life out there? Do you think we should be looking for life in Cambridge before we should be looking for life elsewhere in the universe?
Yeah, I think it's overwhelmingly likely that life will arise on more or less any wet, rocky planet, including Mars. I would agree with Lewis. I would be very disappointed if it hadn't. But complex life, like ourselves, I think that's far, far more rare. All complex life on Earth only arose once in 4 billion years. And so that's highly improbable for whatever reasons that we're trying to understand. Should we therefore look for complex life out in the rest of the universe? I would say yes, because we don't understand what the reasons are here. We're trying to get at it. But again, observational data is the only thing that's going to give us any kind of an answer.
And Lewis Dartlow, in 30 seconds. So SETI, yes or no?
My personal belief is that SETI will not detect anything. There is no other intelligent civilization in our galaxy. However, I think we should still be looking for it because it's an incredibly cheap thing to do. But the repercussions would be so incredibly profound if we find an interstellar text message tomorrow.
Ed Wilson's tweeted at Naked Scientists, "We can surely never know that there are no other communicating species out there." And if you would like to get in touch with us, it's chris@nakedscientist.com. You can tweet at Naked Scientists. Thank you very much to our studio guests this week, Lewis Dartnell, Nick Lane and Eleanor Backus.